Welcome back. I'm back, motherfucker. Took a little break. Today is March 1st. Golden Globes were yesterday. I did not watch them because who gives a shit? But we'll go over some of the winners, not all of them, because who gives a shit? Spring training started. Who gives a shit? JJ Watt signed with the Cardinals. Who gives a shit? There's a lot of who gives a shit going on right now in sports and in entertainment and all that stuff. But really, who really gives a shit with anything, with life, you know? Getting deep. Anyways, all that and more on the next Blossom. Dude, Blossom was the shit. That's some old head shit. If you don't know what Blossom is, eat a dig. All right. Yeah. Bye. All right, here we go. Let's go to the Golden Globe winners. Golden Globe winners. I'm not going to go through all of them because who gives a shit. Drama, motion picture. Nomadland. Never seen it. Actress in a drama. Who did I say? I think I said Viola Davis because she was all sweaty in that one movie. Or Vanessa Kirby because she's in that Prince Pieces of a Woman. But Audra Day won. United States vs. Billie Holiday. Interesting. Actor in a drama. I think I said maybe Riz Ahmed. No, I said Chadwick Boseman because he died. And he won. Director, don't care. Foreign language, don't care. Musical or comedy motion picture. Borat won. I'm glad. Glad they didn't give it to Hamilton. That's what I honestly thought was going to win. But Borat won, and then Palm Springs lost. That's another one that I was hoping they'd win. Actress or musical? Actress, I picked Maria Bakalova, the chick from Borat who played the daughter. But Rosamund Pike won. I heard that movie, I Care A Lot, was really good. I got to check it out. I'm going to watch it maybe this weekend with my wife or one of these days with my wife. Actor in the musical, Sacha Baron Cohen. He won for Borat. Dope. I was hoping Andy Samberg would win, but I knew for sure Sacha Baron Cohen was going to win. Also, fuck James Corden. Actress in a drama TV. Who cares? Supporting actress in a motion picture. That one, I think I said, I don't even know. Who cares? Original song. What are songs on there? Nope, I don't know. Drama TV, The Crown. Remember, I was like, The Crown's going to win a bunch. Yep, The Crown won that one. Supporting actor. I think I either said Sacha Baron Cohen or the dude who did win, Daniel Kaluuya, the dude from Get Out. He won. Screenplay, who cares? Original score. I don't know, but Soul won, so awesome. Actor in a musical or comedy. This one I was pumped for because I was like, Rami Yusuf plays himself in a show. Fuck that guy. Don Cheadle basically plays Don Cheadle in everything he does. Nicholas Hoult, Beast. He is a beast, but he plays Beast in the X-Men movies. Or Eugene Levy, Schitt's Creek. I'm like, he's Eugene Levy. He's always the same guy. He's the dad in American Pie. He's always Eugene Levy. Jason Sudeikis and Ted Lasso won. Pumped for that. When I saw that this morning, I was like, fuck yes, because I love Ted Lasso. I've said it before on this podcast how much I love Ted Lasso. It's a dope show, and I'm glad he won. Fuck yeah, Jason Sudeikis. Miniseries TV, who cares? Animated feature film, Soul. awesome. Soul was the shit. So I'm so glad that one won. Actor in a drama. I think I said Al Pacino or some shit. Or no, I even said the guy from The Crown is going to win. I don't even know who it is. Josh O'Connor. Because The Crown's just getting a lot of love. Actress. Jane Levy. And Zoe something. Kelly Cuoco. I was like, this is the first time I've seen Kelly Cuoco actually act. Like some good acting shit. But she didn't win. The one who won was Catherine O'Hara. Schitt's Creek. Not mad about it. Because if you've seen Schitt's Creek, I think she steals the show. And everything in Schitt's Creek. And then musical comedy, Schitt's Creek won. I was hoping for Ted Lasso. But, yeah, they gave it to Schitt's Creek. Supporting actor in a series. Who won this bullshit? Oh, John Boyega, the dude from the Black Stormtrooper. He won, which is, I guess, I haven't seen it. I bet he's good. Actor in a miniseries or motion picture. Mark Ruffalo won. I'm glad he won. Fucking Hulk. Actress in a TV. Actress. It was Nicole Kidman, Kate Blanchett, some chick, another chick, and then Anna Taylor-Joy, who ended up winning. She's in Queen's Gambit. I've been hearing a lot of buzz of Queen's Gambit, so I'm pretty sure I picked that one to win. I got to watch that show. I heard it's really good. Then supporting actress in a series. Last one. Cynthia Nixon, man. Chick from Schitt's Creek, Julia, blah, 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 blah. Hella Bottom Corner, The Crown. The Crown won, Gillian Anderson, who's in X-Files. Do, 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 do. Yeah, man, it was cool, I guess. I mean, it was all... I didn't watch it. I'm glad I didn't watch it. I heard Ted Lasso. I heard he was fucking hilarious. Jason Sudeikis, when he accepted his award, because he was all fucking high. He was in a hoodie. Just kind of shows you. That's why I like him. Kind of shows you that this is all bullshit. Like, it's just an award. Like, he was in a fucking hoodie, high off his ass, just watching it. Like, oh, shit, I guess I won. Like, he didn't even know what to say. And that kind of shows you the importance of these award shows. They're not really important. Like, who gives a shit? It just matters. If you like it, you like it. If you like the actor because he does great work, you like. Like, I like Jason Sudeikis. I think he's a good, funny guy. He's not, like, hilarious funny. Like, but when he plays these characters that he does, a lot of them are pretty funny. I liked him in Horrible Bosses. Right when he saw a picture of the chick's wife and he's all like, I'd bend her over a map and show her all 50 states, if you know what I'm saying. And he's all like, that's not what anybody says. He goes, yeah, that's a saying. That shit was fucking hilarious. And yeah, that he's a funny guy. He says funny shit. Yeah, man, that's the Golden Globes, I guess. A lot has happened. I've taken a couple, I think 2 weeks off. Like, I haven't recorded anything in a couple Mondays. My son broke his arm, which was crazy. He was on a scooter, and it was a slight hill. It wasn't like a major bomb hill. Like, he wasn't hauling ass. He was going pretty quick. Like, he even, like hunched down to get more aerodynamic and fucking haul and go faster. And I saw him gain the speed wobbles. And instead of hitting the brake, which is just behind, like, just putting your foot back and stepping on the back wheel. Because he has a cool Razor scooter that when you hit the brakes, sparks come off. He has one of those scooters. And he was going, he didn't hit the brake. He decided to jump off the scooter. And, of course, like, fucking... You know, that's science, bro. Inertia and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just jump out of a moving vehicle. Like, you're going to eat shit. And this is exactly what happened. He just dropped, landed on his arm. And at first, I didn't think anything was bad. Like, it looked kind of swollen. So, I was like, let's go home. Let's put some ice on this. Let's chill. And he was just like, ow, 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 ow. Like, oh, it hurts. But he wasn't crying. He wasn't in any, like, physical, like, it didn't seem like anything was that bad. And so I went home. I went to my boy's house. And then my wife calls and she's like, yo, I think he's hurt. I think he's my oldest. He goes, I think he's really hurt. Like, he keeps complaining about it. I was like, fuck. All right. I was like, all right, let me take him to the ER. And I didn't think anything. I didn't think it was broken because he was able to move it. He had movement. Like, he's like, he was able to close his fist. He was able to, like, to stretch it out. But there was just, like, when he touched it, he just felt something weird and it hurt a lot. And I was like, let's go to the ER. And went to the ER. And, yeah, they're like, we'll do some x-rays. And I was like, they ain't gonna find shit because, and I told them, I'm like, I don't think it's broken, but you never know. It's better safe than sorry. So that's why we're here. And then a doctor just comes up to him, like, really sneaky, like, and she just starts talking to him. And she's like, how's it going? And, you know, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And this and that. And just had a little conversation. And she looks over at me and she goes, yeah, it's broken. We're gonna have to put a little cast on him. And then we'll make you an appointment to put, like, a good physical cast, but right now we'll just put some splints on him and he'll go home. I was like, what? Like, you just came all, like, as a matter of fact, like, all chill, and then all of a sudden, yeah, he broke his arm. And then she showed me the x-ray, showed me the pictures, we kept them. It was pretty freaking sick. And then the next day when I went to go get the cast with them, the doctor explained to me, he goes, have you ever gotten a tree branch of a tree that's healthy and green and tried breaking the branch off? It won't bend. It won't break. It'll bend. He goes, and you do it with a dry piece of stick or wood, it'll just snap. He goes, us adults, we're that dry piece of wood. If you would have fallen, it would have snapped much easier. Like, it would have really snapped. He goes, kids are magic. He goes, they have magic bones. They're a lot like tree branches. They're still green. He goes, so he bent it. He goes, what he did, he didn't get a clean break, but he did bend it. It's called a belt buckle break. Or a buckle break or some shit like that. Kind of like when you put on your belt, the loops, and it's kind of like bent. Kind of looks like that. He goes, that's what he did. He goes, so what's good is, of course, he's not going to need any surgery to, like, fucking drill his bones back together. But he'll be in a cast for like 4 weeks. And we're like, cool, you know. And now he looks like a badass just playing around with the cast on. He chose blue. Blue's his favorite color. He loves that song. I'm blue. If I were green, I would die. If I were green, I would die. He likes that song. That's a fun... He really does like that song. He plays it a lot. But that was a joke I made there. But yeah, that's that story. Little kid. And something me and my wife always joked around. We were like, we have three boys. We're like, one of them's going to break their arm. For sure. And yeah, it finally happened. And what was funny is every time they did stupid shit, we would say, hey, don't jump off the couch. Don't fuck around. Because if you break your arm or you break a bone, we can't go to the ER because there's COVID. So we're not going to be allowed to go in there with you. You'll be in there by yourself. And they'll be like, oh, okay. Like, they were always, even my brother, I caught my brother saying it to his kids because they were up on a tree. They were jumping up on the tree one time. And they were climbing a tree and jumping off. And he was like, hey, if you fall and break your leg, I can't take you to the ER. I can't be in there with you. You're going to be there all by yourself because of COVID. And I should call my brother and tell him, like, that's not true. Because I went right in there with him. Like, no big deal. And, of course, I had to wear a mask and all that shit. But, yeah, not once did my son come up to me and be like, am I going to be in there by myself? Like, at all. So he probably thought either he forgot because of the pain that he was in, or he just never believes us. I think he just never believes us because we always tell him shit like that. He's always like, well, I think you're full of shit. And I'm like, yeah, I think you're right. I should talk about some sports. Fucking Red Sox suck. Spring training started this week. Nobody gives a shit. Trevor Powers with the Dodgers. I'm pretty sure I talked about that. I didn't know he was from LA. So it makes sense. Like, if I would have known a while back before he decided on where to go, that he was from LA. I thought he was like some fucking Wisconsin or some shit like that. I don't know. But fucking Egypt. That's where I thought he was from. But if I would have known, oh, he's from LA, I would be like, he's going to either the Angels or the Dodgers. I would have thought for sure that was going to happen. I would have thought more likely the Angels, just because they like to rack up on bullshit like that and still never win anything. Like, dude, they pay, the Angels pay their players so much money and just nothing ever comes out of it. Nothing. Fucking Angels, man. And I kind of grew up an Angel fan. Growing up in LA, you're either an Angel or a Dodger fan. And I was both, because I was more of a kid that I just liked players, always. And I liked Tim Salmon, was a huge guy that I was a big fan of. I was a fan of JT Snow before he went with the Giants. Once he signed with the Giants, I was like, fuck JT Snow. JT Snow's dead to me. But I was a big fan of JT Snow. He was with the Angels. I think he was a rookie with them. Who else was there? Fucking, I said Tim Salmon. Fucking hell, Garrett Anderson. Who, Troy Percival. Remember that guy, the pitcher, Troy Percival? So many fucking... Who are the... Oh, Jim Edmonds. Jim Edmonds was a beast in the outfield. Before he took off to St. Louis. But yeah, oh, they had Jim Abbott. He had one hand. He was a pitcher. They had him for a while. But yeah, man, they had great, good players as when I grew up. But then fucking the Dodgers had... I was a fan of Raul Mondesi, Hideo Nomo. I've talked about this before with the Dodgers. And that's kind of how I was as a kid. And of course, my name's Angel. So it's like, of course I'm a fucking be an Angels fan and wear their gear and shit. It's like if there's a guy named Pedro and they had the... Oh, they kind of have the Padres. Let's switch it up. If there's a guy named Juan and they had the, you know, New Mexico Juans, I'm sure they'd fucking wear... He would wear Juan hats and shit. New Mexico should have a fucking team called the New Mexico Juans. Am number Juan. Fuck, I keep hitting these keys. But yeah, fucking that started, and Red Sox suck. But you know what? Since this whole brouhaha has started, maybe I can look into, and now you know what I'm gonna do, right? This is the beginning of the season. Everybody does this. I'm going to pick, I'm going to pick who's gonna win. Out of who's gonna make the playoffs and whatnot? Trevor Bauer, Trevor Bauer. Let's check out some Trevor Bauer. The Dodgers, fuck. All right, I got cut out. I always get cut out when I go into an app and then they start playing some video. The recording shuts off instantly. So I ate a couple of Sun Chips, and now I'm back at it. I was talking about the MLB standings and whatnot. I'm going to go through the divisions, and I'm going to go through each division and say who I think is going to come out on top. I'm not going to pick the wild cards just yet, because I don't know how many wild cards there's going to be, and fuck your mother. All right, so I'm going to go National League first. National League East, there's Atlanta, Washington, the Mets, Philly, and Miami. Right away, Miami, no. Philly, no. The Mets got a lot of good players. They signed some good players, and then that fucking GM got canceled because he was a creep and he was sending a lot of dick pics to some one news reporter chick. Washington Nationals have good players. They won the World Series 2 years ago with these same players, but I think that was a miracle team. I think they're going to be garbage this year. And then there's Atlanta. Atlanta's a good team. It's going to be Atlanta or the Mets. I'm going to go Mets just because of the signings they got. And that's the only reason why. And then, all right, so Central, there's St. Louis. Cardinals, Reds, Milwaukee, Cubs, and the Pirates. Right away, Pirates stay last. Chicago Cubs, yeah, I'm going to go with them not being so good either. So, not the Cubs. Milwaukee Brewers, I like this team. I like the Brewers. They got Christian Yelich. Supposedly, trade rumors are happening with that guy. Trade rumors, him going to the Padres. As of today, as of March 1st, that has not happened, and I hope it doesn't happen. Cincinnati, nope. Reds, no. And then so this league, I think this could be a toss up, but it could be Milwaukee or St. Louis. This is really a toss up between Milwaukee, St. Louis, and even the Reds, even Chicago Cubs. I mean, Chicago did lose some players, I think. So I don't think they'll be up there. But you know what? I'm going to go St. Louis. St. Louis got that kid from The Rock, the Colorado Rockies. I'm going to say St. Louis stays on top there. But I wouldn't be surprised if Milwaukee comes up. National League West, Dodgers first place. I don't give a shit how good San Diego got. It's going to be the Dodgers. Arizona eats shit. Colorado, nope. Giants are staying in the fucking bottom because they suck dick. All right, now American League. Let's go with the West since we're on the West. West, y'all. Houston lost some players, maybe. Oakland might be good. I don't know. Oakland's the one team that's like sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're always in it. Sometimes they might suck. Like I said about the Angels, no. Texas, no. Seattle, no. Yeah, I think it might be either Houston or Oakland. And I'm going to go with Oakland because I live here. I live 10 minutes away from Oakland. A little bit more, but whatever. Central, you got a bunch of teams nobody gives a fuck about. Like the Detroit Tigers, Kansas City Who, Chicago fucking wannabe Sox, Cleveland, can't say the rest of their name, and the Minnesota Twins. I didn't know that Minnesota Twins are the Minnesota Twins because they're twin cities. They're two cities right next to each other. Minnesota has two exact cities that are right next to each other. They're the twin cities. Minnesota is it's fucking insane. If you look at it, it's like somebody put a mirror between a city. So it's like if I build a building on one side, I have to build that same fucking building on the other side. If not, it's not going to be twin cities. That's how it works. Oh, that was my stomach. That came out of my asshole. In that division, fuck, I don't know. I guess Minnesota. I guess they were good last year, but I don't even know. Maybe the Cleveland name who should not be named. I'm still going to call them the Indians. I don't see anything offensive about the term Indian. I don't. Fucking guy. People from India should be like, what the fuck? What's wrong with the Indian name? Right? That was racist. Save the best for last. American League East. Yankees, Tampa Bay, Red Sox, Toronto Blue Jays, and Baltimore. Toronto Blue Jays are fucking stacked. And I mean, they're pretty stacked. They're going to be up there. The Yankees are tough. Because they're always just the fucking Yankees. The Rays went to the World Series last year, so it's like they're not going to not be good. This is going to be a really hard division for the Red Sox to do anything because the Yankees are tough, the Rays are tough, and Toronto's tough. The Baltimore's still garbage. They're probably going to win 20 games out of a 150, 165 or whatever game season. They'll probably win 20 games. Toronto's going to be tough. So that's, I'm going to go with the Red Sox because I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm supposed to say that. But I wouldn't be surprised if Toronto comes out on top there. I think depending on how many wild card teams there are, the Red Sox, I think they're good enough to make a wild card team. I don't think they're good enough to win the World Series, but I am confident in their pitching. Their fucking offense is always going to be killer. They have a great offense. They have a great offense already. But I think with the pitching lineup they have right now is good enough to make it to the playoffs. But I don't think they're a World Series team. With that said, I think the AL East champs this year will be the Toronto Blue Jays. And then Red Sox making the wild card. But if, depending on how many wild card teams there are, there could be... If there's two wild card teams or last... I don't know how many there were last time. They did a whole fucking like... They did a weird... I don't know how they did it last year because of COVID and shit. They made it a little like brackety playoff thing. So depending on how many I think they have, they're good enough to make it, I think. But yeah. That's been my sports talk for this podcast. And now it's over. I'm going to leave you with this quick little high nugget. This is actually, I saw it on Instagram. I don't know if this is true, but I am going to test it. Eating a mango increases the effects of marijuana. Also, eating a mango 1 to 2 hours before a smoke sesh will give the fruit time to digest and will lessen the cravings for junk food later when you got the munchies. I'm going to try that because my biggest issue with me smoking and getting high as balls is that I get hungry and I get the munchies and I only smoke at night because I don't want to be high around my kids. So I blaze it at night, I get the munchies, and I just want to fucking eat my feelings away and I eat the whole fridge. And that's how I gain weight. And that's why I'm a fat piece of shit. And then the next morning, I'm like, why did I do this to myself? Anyways, that's been High Thought. Bye. Love you guys. This has been a sports talk. A little sports talk with Chanchdizzle. Yeah.